Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's Live 101.5. Morning Mess time for another one, a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Nikki?
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Miss Nikki. We heard there's a situation with you, and is it your fiance, boyfriend, Ashton?
Yeah, you're my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, not there yet. Okay, so what's going on?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's cheating on me.
Damn. Okay, well, Why do you feel that way? I mean, we're at a time right now where I don't know how anybody can do it at this point, so what the heck is he doing?
I'll put it to you like this. When I met him, he was with somebody. So all the same signs are there from what was happening when I was first hooking up with him and he was leaving the girl he was with. And it's like, I just feel that it's like happening again.
Okay, hold up. So you were the initial side chick and then he started a relationship with you.
Yes.
Hello.
And now you're afraid that he's starting a relationship with someone else or that you're back to being the side chick?
I'm afraid he's starting the relationship with somebody else.
How you found him is how you lose him.
That is true, though. But I mean, I'm really wondering for real, like, at a time where we're supposed to be staying at home, what are these signs that he's showing that makes you feel like he's cheating on you with somebody else?
I kind of feel like I'm on the other side of the coin from when how his ex was.
Oh.
You know, like he's taking, like, 2 and 3 showers a day.
That's weird.
And he's in there for like 30 minutes at a time.
The evidence.
And he keeps telling me, like, even though we're like not supposed to be going anywhere, he always needs to go to the store for something. And he takes over an hour to come back. And the thing is that being that I've been suspicious, like I've been checking our bank and there's constant ATM withdrawals for cash.
Have you talked to him about that?
No, not yet.
Mm.
Not yet.
Girl, that is definitely suspicious. That cash withdrawal, he's trying to cover up something.
Mm-hmm.
Are these all things that he used to do while he was with you? Like, these are his go-to signs of I have a side chick?
Well, because I remember when we were hanging out, we'd always make stops at the ATM too.
Oh.
And he'd pull out cash because he never wanted to use the card.
Oh.
You know, and like I said, like, just the 3 showers a day for 30 minutes each, like, who the f*** needs to be that clean?
A cheater.
Oh my God.
You know, like, the world right now.
A cheater, exactly.
Well, that's nice of him. He's cheating. He doesn't want to have you catch the Rona or an STD or anything. So at least he's a conscious cheater.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. Not when he's kissing me, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like his MO is totally like flying its flags right now. And I just never thought it would actually like happen to me.
Okay. Well, let's do the staycation setup because if anyone knows if he's cheating, it's you because you were the side chick at one point. So you know exactly, like you said, his MO. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is we're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, hon. If he doesn't, the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay, you got it.
If you do want to give him a second chance, we can patch you through with some counselors that are available. But if not, we're here to stand by you. And you could let him know where the hell to go.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help, you guys.
Absolutely. Okay. Staycation setup. What's up next? Your Morning Mess. Live 105 Morning Mess. We're back with a staycation setup. So listen, man, we spoke to Nikki, who's concerned her man is cheating on her. Very interesting story because she was in the relationship at the beginning. She was the side chick. She basically stole him from another relationship. Now she feels like he's back to his old tricks and he has a side chick and now she's the main chick. Nikki, is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Now, you said it earlier, he's back to his MOs. of when he was cheating with you, when you were the side chick. A couple of things that he's doing that raise a red flag are what?
2 and 3 showers a day, withdrawing cash from the ATM machine, you know, 30-minute long showers, like, and then he's always got to run to the store, and then when he runs to the store, he's gone for over an hour.
Man, some of it, like, individually could kind of make sense because, hey, you know what, it's crazy in the stores right now, so I could see things taking a little bit longer.
He's going to that liquor store, hello.
Oh my god! And the showering, you know, we're trying to stay clean and healthy, but these are the things...
Yeah, but, like, I get showering after coming home from the store because you've been out in public, but why shower before?
I don't have a mistress, so I...
Yeah.
I mean, you, if anyone knows if he's acting kind of weird, it's definitely, you would know, okay? So what we're going to do is going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say your name, obviously he's cheating, and there's no one that you suspect, is there?
I mean, not really.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Anish, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's give him a call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ashton?
Yeah.
Ashton, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. Let's call in to confirm details, but congratulations.
Oh, seriously, I won it. God, I've never won anything in my life.
Congrats.
But actually, you know, I don't really want to know. I'm going to have to probably pass on this because I don't really want anyone to know about this. So maybe it's better to just not. I appreciate it, though.
Would it help at all to know that this is discreet? I mean, there's no publicity involved besides asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay.
Well, can I ask you something? Would this appear like on a card or like a credit card or any kind of bill or anything like that?
No, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes. We would only need credit card information if you decided to get room service.
So there's not going to be like any trail of this kind of thing, I see, right?
A trail?
Well, I'm just asking, like, you know, like a paper trail or something.
Oh. No.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, all right. You know, let's do it. This is, I've never won anything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got a few questions to get you set up for your reservation. My first one for you, Ashton, is with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think about that with this free romantic weekend stay if you have a special message for them.
Right. I can't wait to be with you. It just feels right.
The next question I have for you, since I have that down, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name to continue.
Yeah, it's Tessa.
Are you kidding me? Your ex-fat girlfriend.
Oh.
What? Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
So, hey, Ashton, really quick, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess.
Wait a minute. What is going on? I thought
you know exactly what's going on. You're getting caught cheating on me.
Yeah, your girl Nikki called the show to catch you up, and obviously you're cheating.
With a fat ass.
Okay, first of all, she's not fat.
She's big boned.
Wait a minute.
Anymore? You seriously are disgusting. And it feels right with you? That's what you said to me.
Whoa.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
No, there's nothing you need to say. You are a serial cheater. And if that is dumb enough to go back with you, then she deserves it. And you're not even trying to deny it. Obviously, don't care about me or us.
You called a radio station to set me up? And you honestly think I'm going to fight for you and you make me look like an idiot?
Because you are an idiot. You should have just broken up with me instead of cheating.
Mm-hmm. So this is his ex-girl that he was cheating on with you?
This is the girl that he left for me.
And she got way to her.
Yeah, and you're so innocent, okay? Right? You're so innocent. Give me a break.
Me or her?
No? Whatever, Ashton. Whatever, bro. I haven't cheated on you.
Whatever, man. Yeah, I don't even care.
Whatever.
You know what? I don't.
Whatever. You and Tessa deserve each other. You guys deserve each other.
So let me
eat a bunch and get fat together.
Okay, that sounds like a great time. So listen, let me talk to Ashton real quick. So Ashton, I don't get it. Like, you're going back with the girl you cheated on. Obviously, she's taking you back. You're giving the bonsa a chance. You know what I'm saying?
He's better.
Like, if you like it thicker than a Snicker, you should have just stood with the original girlfriend.
Oh my god!
You know what, dude? Like, honestly, Ashton, like, come pack your shit and go spend the rest of this quarantine time with her.
Well, I'm done with you, so
peace out.
Counseling, sir?
Oh, no.
I don't think they want it.
Yeah. They seem upset.
She's good.
Okay.
Okay, well, she hung up. Ashton, you there? Did he hang up too?
I guess so.
Well.
This reminds me I gotta go to Costco, so you know what? I'll be right back, okay, guys?
Okay.
Anybody need anything?
I would like some disinfectant wipes.
Carly, you need anything?
Just some more chocolate milks for the
okay.
Road.
Gina with a J?
Yeah, I'm low on grapes. Those are Maeve's favorite snack right now. So
grapes. Seedless or?
Seedless, please. Green, if I can be particular.
Green, seedless. Okay. All right. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.